Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada.
Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Umagyana, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5th, Chapter 9, entitled The Supreme Character of Jada Bharat. Text number 20th. So we'll just read the translation and purport. I'll read the prose.
Nava etad Vishnu datta mahat adbhutam yat sambramah swashira chedana apatite api vimukta dehat atma bhava sudrada hrudaya granthi nam sarvasattva surudhatmanam nirvairanam sakshat bhagavatan इमिशा इवा इवराधु इवरायुधेना प्रमत्तेन तस्सैव भावैः परीक्षमाणानां तत्पादमूलं अकुतश्चित् भयं उपसृतानां भागवत परमहंसानां.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation.
Shuddha Goswami then said to Maharaj Parikshit, O Vishnu Dutta, those who already know that the soul is separate from the body, who are liberated from the invincible knot in the heart, who are always engaged in welfare activities for all living entities, and who never contemplate harming anyone, are always protected by the Supreme Personal Godhead, who carries his disc, the Sudarshan Chakra, and acts at supreme time to kill the demons and protect his devotees. The devotees always take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. Therefore, at all times, even if threatened by decapitation, they remain unagitated. For them, this is not at all wonderful.
Purport. These are some of the great qualities of pure devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
First, the devotee is firmly convinced of his spiritual identity. He never identifies with the body. He is firmly convinced that the spirit soul is different from the body. Consequently, he fears nothing. Even though his life may be threatened, he is not at all afraid. He does not even treat an enemy like an enemy. Such are the qualifications of devotees. Devotees are always fully dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the Lord is always eager to give them all protection in all circumstances. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 5th canto, 9th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Supreme Character of Jada Bharat.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utah Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamsham He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna.
So welcome everyone to today's Srimad Bhagavatam class. So we are reading the character of Jada Bharat and different pastimes which took place with him. So here the context is Jada Bharat being portraying himself as a very dull, dumb, deaf man. He is caught by some dacoits and thieves, and these dacoits actually bring him to be sacrificed as a man animal or as a Narabali in the sacrifice. So Jada Bharat is still not agitated, not provoked, and he is still kind of indifferent to what's happening around. And simply taking shelter of the Lord, whatever happens will happen for good. And these dacoits, when they are about to kill him and chop his head, goddess Kali, who cannot tolerate the insult to a supreme lord's devotees, immediately cracks open the DT and comes out and then starts beheading all the dacoits. But while all this massacre is happening, Jada Bharat is calm and quiet and let it happen. So he's just remembering the Lord and not at all agitated. So Prabhupada writes, this is one of the quality of a devotee, that he is not agitated even in provoking circumstances. It's like when one time Radhanath Swami Maharaj gave a class in Prerna, the power of tolerance. And he said the most difficult thing in this world is to tolerate. Tolerate the inner cravings or inner conditionings, bad habits, intuitions. And another thing is to tolerate the provoking situations outside. But he said Prabhupada defines the greatness of a man by his ability to tolerate provoking situations. So this tolerance of provoking situations, especially when somebody trying to kill, it is said that pure devotional service means one should not ask for anything. But a conditioned soul is so much attached to his body. Rupa Goswami, when he defines pure devotional service, he says, Anya bilashita shunyam, jnana karma dhyana vartam. So he said, Jiva Goswami comments and says, it should be Anya bilasha shunyam, right? That no other desire than to please Krishna. But why it is Anya bilashita? Why this shita is there? It should be Anya bilasha. So he says that sometimes devotees, when they are tried for their life, they may ask Lord for protection. And that is not exempted from the definition of pure devotional service. Just like Draupadi called for the Lord when she was like threatened. Gajendra, in struggling with life, he called for the Lord. So sometimes, even these devotees, when they are tried for their life, then that can be included in pure prayers. But here Jada Bharat is so indifferent to his body, that even if he is tried to be killed, he is not at all agitated or desiring protection, because he has passed through three lifetimes in the Bhagavatam. First as a King Bharat, and then like Deer Bharat, and then Jada Bharat. So he has seen all ups and downs happenings in life, and now he has established himself in such a composed position that he is ready to tolerate even attack on his life. So Maharaj in his class says that if we really want to tolerate and increase our tolerance threshold, the one thing which we need to consider is what is most important for me in life. If your priority is clearly set, then anything outside that, any agitation outside that will not provoke you. So what matters to me, or what is of importance to me, that has to be clearly defined. Basically it boils down to Shraddha. What is in our heart that is most important, most cherished for us. So Jada Bharat, for him, remembrance of the Lord is most important. And nobody can take it away. Even by taking away the body, he has experienced that his remembrance could not be taken away. So he is not even protecting his body.
So many examples can be cited of devotees who are tolerated, like Haridas Thakur. He tolerated beatings in 32 marketplaces by all the Mughal soldiers. He was not just tolerated, but when these soldiers were beating him, Lord could not tolerate and sent his Sudarshan Chakra to kill those harassers. But Sudarshan Chakra was ineffective because Haridas Thakur was praying for those people who were harassing him. So that is an extreme level of tolerance. We are not just tolerating, not just forgiving, but even praying for them. And when these people, they become very tired and become afraid, that even after beating you at all the marketplaces, you are still alive, that means our death is assured. That the Qazi will kill us, the Nawab will kill us. So then, feeling compassion towards them, Haridas Thakur imitates as if he has left the body. So Ambarish Maharaj, Durvasa Muni tried to kill him, and Ambarish Maharaj still stood erect without any agitation, without any reaction. And Durvasa Muni had to chase through all the three lokas, went to even Vaikuntha, approach Vishnu, and the last word he heard was, "Go to Ambarish." Now when he came to Ambarish, Ambarish was not like, now you know who am I? Now you know what is my identity? Now you have come to me. Ambarish was like praying, "Oh Sudarshana, please forgive him." And Sudarshana was not ready to forgive, because he was on duty. He was supposed to protect Ambarish Maharaj, and Durvasa Muni has tried to kill him. So Ambarish Maharaj starts saying that, "If I had done some devotional service, some seva to sadhus, to Supreme Lord, in return to that, please spare Durvasa's life." So then Durvasa Muni says, "Oh my God, Aho Ananta Dasanam." So this is the greatness of devotees of the Lord, that they even do good to those who harm them. So this is the tolerance exhibited by Jada Bharat, Haridas Thakur, Ambarish Maharaj, and so many devotees. Yesterday, Abhimanyu Pranpur discussed about Shivas Thakur. When he was tried to be blasphemed, dishonored, he took it. He welcomed it, welcomed that blasphemy, seeing that as an opportunity to become humble. So when situations of this material world or people of this world try to harass devotees, they tolerate. But sometimes, even the Supreme Lord harasses devotee. Not harasses, but try to test the devotees. And the devotees even stand that test of the Lord, and they tolerate, and they just keep on doing their devotional service, waiting for the mercy of the Lord. We are celebrating this week of Jagannath Rath Yatra, and since Monday, everybody is discussing some topic related to Jagannath and Jagannath Puri. So we will also try to discuss something from Chaitanya Charitamrit. It's okay. So there is one devotee in Jagannath Puri who was tested by Lord Chaitanya by not giving him mercy immediately. And that was Prataprudra Maharaj. So we know that Jagannath Puri is like the ornament of Odisha or Utkal Desh. This Jagannath Puri and Lord Jagannath, they are so much adored and so much the ornament of the heart of Orissa people that many kings from outside, they tried to attack Jagannath Puri. It is said that from 9th century till recent past, like 18 times Jagannath Puri was attacked. From 13th to 15th century, in just 200 years, 17 attacks happened on Jagannath Puri. And like every 2 years, every alternate year, there are some subedar or some king from East Bengal. They used to attack, plunder the temples, break the deities. But a peaceful time which Jagannath Puri experienced was during the reign of Prataprudra Maharaj. So he reigned from 1487 to 1540. So 43 years he was the king, and he could protect Lord and his dham very nicely. So we can imagine the reputation which he had. Like so many Mughals are attacking, the only king who could sustain or protect was Prataprudra Maharaj. So socially, how much he was reputed, we can just think of. In the time when Mughals were the emperors, he could protect Jagannath Puri for a long time. There is mention of some king who attacked even during his time, but could not do so much harm. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, this is chapter number 14, he describes that how in Jagannath Puri so many devotees, when they came to meet Lord Chaitanya, when Lord Chaitanya came from South Indian tour, it is described as Gaura Pashan Atma Vrindai Sri Lakshmi Vijayotsavam Shutva Gopi Rasallasam Rishtam Premna Narastasaha. He said that when So when many devotees came, it is explained that Lord Chaitanya is like the rain cloud who showered his mercy on all the devotees and welcomed them and embraced them and had so much pastimes with them. And that full chapter describes how Lord Chaitanya reciprocated with devotees who came to Jagannath Puri. It is said, Purveya Bemaha Prabhu Chalila Dakshine Pratap Rudra Rajata Be Bolaila Sarva Bhoming. So when Pratap Rudra Maharaj heard that there is one saint called Chaitanya who had come to Jagannath Puri and now he has gone to Dakshin Desh. But till now Pratap Rudra Maharaj not have met him, maybe because he was outside the Orissa and he could not meet Lord Chaitanya. But when he came back, he kind of asked Sarva Bhattacharya that I heard that Mahaprabhu came and he visited Jagannath Puri, but now he has went to Dakshina Desh. Vasita Asina Dila Kari Namaskare Mahaprabhu Varta Tabe Puchilata Hare. So he said, he immediately called Sarva Bhattacharya, gave him a seat and said, please tell me about this saint who visited. Shunilena Tomar Ghare Eka Mahashay Gauda Hoite Ailate Ho Mahakripamay. I heard that one Mahashay came, stayed at your house and he was very, very merciful. So please tell me something about him. Tumare Bahu Kripa Kaila Kahe Sarvajan Kripa Kari Karah More Tahar Darshan. So I heard that you have received so much Kripa from him. So now you should also distribute that Kripa and please arrange a Darshan. Now he is a king. He can go anywhere and embark anytime, but he is asking permission. That itself states his etiquettes. Bhatta kahe eshu nila sabasatya hoy tar darshan tomar ghatan na hoy. Immediately Sarva Bhattacharya said, whatever you heard is right, but darshan you cannot get. Because Sarva Bhattacharya also knowing how Lord Chaitanya will react. Virakta sanyasite ho rahe na nirjane swapnehana kare na te ho raja darshane. So he's a Virakta Sannyasi, he's a renounced person, and even in dream, he will not meet people like you, the kings. Tathapi prakare toma karaitam darshan samprati karilate ho dakshinagaman. So he said, still, I would try to arrange some audience, some interview. Very soon he is going to return from South India, so I will try to arrange a meeting with you. Raja kahe Jagannatha chadi ke nagela. Bhatta kahe mahantera ei eka lila. Pratap Rudra Maharaj asked, but this great sannyasi, who is a Vaishnava, a devotee, he came, he stayed in Jagannath Puri, and now he has gone to Dakshin Desh. What is the need? Why didn't he just stay in Jagannath Puri? Sarva Bhattacharya said, that is Mahant. Mahant roams around with their own will. Tirtha pavitra karite kare tirtha brahman sei chale nistaraye samsar rikajan. So bhavatita bhagavata tirthi bhuta svayam vibho tirthi kurvanti tirthani swantastena gatavrata. So that is a leela of mahant people. They just go around and make places into tirthasthan. Vaishnavera ei hoy eka swabhav nischal teho jivana hi hoy swatantra ishwar. So he says, now, O King, please try to understand. You are considering him as a jiva who can be stopped from going. But he is not a jiva. He is a Ishvara. And he is Swatantra, so nobody can stop him. So I tried राजा कहे तारे तुम यत्ने न करह पाए दिल यत्न करी केन न रखिल। बोले यू मस्ट हैव नॉट ट्राइड, दैट्स व्हाई ही हैज स्किप्ड फ्रॉम जगन्नाथपुरी। भट्टाचार्य सेज ही स्वतंत्र ईश्वर साक्षात श्री कृष्ण एंड देर इज नो बडी हु इज ग्रेटर देन हिम, हाउ कैन आई स्टॉप हिम, स्टिल आई हैड ट्राइड बट आई कुड नॉट कीप हिम इन जगन्नाथपुरी। राजा कहे भट्ट तुम्हें विज्ञ शिरोमणि तुम्हें तारे कृष्ण कहो ताते सत्य मानी। दिस इज द सिंप्लिसिटी ऑफ प्रतापरुद्र महाराज। ही सेइंग ओ भट्टाचार्य यू आर रेफरिंग दिस सन्यासी एज कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ, सो आई शुड एक्सेप्ट इट एज इट इज। प्रभुपाद राइट्स अ वेरी नाइस पर्पस, प्रभुपाद सेज दिस इज द वे टू एडवांस इन स्पिरिचुअल साइंस। वन मस्ट एक्सेप्ट द वर्ड ऑफ एन आचार्य अ बोनाफाइड स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर टू क्लियर द पाथ ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल एडवांसमेंट। दिस इज द सीक्रेट ऑफ सक्सेस। सो मेनी टाइम्स आई फाइंड माई सेल्फ स्ट्रगलिंग इवन इट सिंपल ट्रूथ्स ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, नॉट हैविंग फेथ, नॉट हैविंग फुल कन्विक्शन। सो प्रभुपाद राइटिंग सीक्रेट ऑफ सक्सेस इज जस्ट हैव फेथ इन द वर्ड्स of an authorized acharya, that's all. However, one's guide must be a spiritual master who is actually an unalloyed devotee strictly following the instructions of previous acharyas without deviation. Whatever the spiritual master says must be accepted by the disciple, only then is success certain. This is Vedic system. So Prabhupada writes, only when we have full faith and acceptance of words of spiritual master, then success is certain, guaranteed. So Sarvam Bhattacharya referred Chaitanya as the Krishna himself, and immediately Pratapada Maharaj accepted. He didn't argue. Punaropi yaha tara hoile agaman, ek bar dekhi kari safala nayan. He said, now you have told that he was Krishna himself. So if when he returns, please arrange at least one interview so that my eyes achieve their perfection. Bhattacharya kahete ho asibe alpakale, रहिते तारे एक स्थाने चाहिए विरले। दर्शन इज ओके, आई विल ट्राई टू अरेंज, बट राइट नाउ द नीड इज ही इज कमिंग एंड ही वांट टू स्टे इन अ प्लेस विच इज सेक्लूडेड। देन ही सेज ही नीड्स अ प्लेस ऑफ रेसिडेंस विच शुड बी सेक्लूडेड, बट एट द सेम टाइम ठाकुर निकट आर होइबे निर्जने। इट शुड बी निर्जन बट एट द सेम टाइम वेरी क्लोज टू जगन्नाथ टेम्पल। एई मत निर्णय करी देह एक स्थान। Please arrange first a place for him to recite. Now he has denied audience. He said, I will try. Postpaid check. Postdated check. But he is telling that, but right now you should serve first. He need a place to stay, which should be near to Jagannath temple and also Nirjan. Now, very difficult. Jagannath temple itself is such a famous spot. So you cannot get a place. But Raja immediately said, Raja kahe, Aiche Kashi Mishrera Bhavan, ठाकुर निकट हो परम निर्जन। देर इज वन पर्सन हू स्टेज देर हुज नेम इज काशी मिश्रा एंड हिज प्लेस कैन अकोमोडेट हिम एंड देर इज ऑल्सो निर्जन। ये तो कही राजा रहे उत्कंठित होइया, भट्टाचार्य काशी मिश्र कहिला आसिया। सो राजा बिकेम वेरी हैप्पी एंड बिकेम ईगर टू मीट लॉर्ड चैतन्य सम टाइम। भट्टाचार्य इमीडिएटली लेफ्ट राजा एंड वेंट टू काशी मिश्रा हाउस टू से दैट लॉर्ड विल बी कमिंग एंड स्टेइंग एट यूर हाउस। काशी मिश्र कहे आमी बड़ो भाग्यवान, मोर गृह प्रभु पादेर होबे अवस्थान। बोले हाउ फॉर्चुनेट आई एम दैट लॉर्ड चैतन्य हिमसेल्फ इज कमिंग एंड स्टेइंग हियर, इज पुटिंग हिज फीट्स हियर एंड दिस प्लेस विल बिकम प्रभुपाद। सो प्रभुपाद राइट्स इन प्रभुपाद, हु इज प्रभुपाद? प्रभुपाद जनरली एवरी जीवा इज कॉल्ड एज प्रभु, अनदर वैष्णव इज कॉल्ड बाय अनदर एज प्रभु, बट वेयर ऑल द वैष्णव टेक शेल्टर वन पर्सनैलिटी और आचार्य इज कॉल्ड एज प्रभुपाद। Even Advaita Acharya and Nitin Prabhu were also called as Prabhupada. Similarly, my spiritual master was also called Prabhupada. And now because people are taking shelter of me, I am also being entitled as Prabhupada. Ehi mata purushottama vasiyata jan, Prabhu ke milita sabar utkantita man. Now the news spread. Now when Lord Chandra came first to Jagannath Puri, actually he spent most of the time at Sarvam Bhattacharya only. 7 days he heard the Vedanta Sutra, Vedanta Bhashya. And before that, he was just unconscious. And then after that, he left for South India. So actually, very few people could actually meet Lord Chaitanya and took his darshan. But now his glory is already spread. Sarvam Bhattacharya accepted him as the Supreme Person of Godhead. And Sarvam Bhattacharya is like the guru of whole Puri. And king also accepted him as supreme as a god. Now the news spread and everybody wants to meet Lord Chaitanya. So all the residents of Puri, they became very eager. Sarva lokar utkanta yabe atyanta badila. Mahaprabhu dakshina hoite tabahi aila. So when the eagerness reached the threshold, then Lord Chaitanya entered Jagannath Puri. So that's how Krishna appears. When there is utkanta, then Krishna comes. Shuni anandita hoila sabakara man sabhe ashisarvome kaila nivedan. So immediately everybody surrounded Sarvamattacharya. Oh Lord is coming. So please arrange our meeting. So everybody is coming and meeting Sarvamattacharya. But who was the first one who met Sarvamattacharya and requested a meeting? The king. The greatest personality in the Puri. And he was the first to request for a meeting. So Sarvamattacharya said, Bhattacharya kahi kali kashimishtar ghare. Prabhu Ayvena Taha Milava Sabare. Well, tomorrow only Lord Chaitanya is coming and we'll be staying in Kashi Mishra's house. So tomorrow all of you come, I will make you meet Lord Chaitanya face to face. For the king, he didn't guarantee. But for all the other devotees, he guaranteed. Now if king comes to know this, must have come to know this. But he didn't feel angry. Aradina Mahaprabhu Bhattacharya Rasange. Jagannatha Darshana Kaila Maharange. So Lord Chaitanya came, he met first Sarvamattacharya. With Sarvamattacharya he went to Jagannath temple and took darshan of Lord Jagannath. Darshan Kari Mahaprabhu Chalila Bahire. Bhattacharya Anile Tare Kashi Mishra Ghare. So after darshana, he brought Lord Chaitanya to Kashi Mishra's house. Kashi Mishra Ashi Padila Prabhura Charane. Griha Sahita Atma Tare Kaila Nivedane. The first personality who is meeting Lord Chaitanya this time in this tour is Kashi Mishra. Now what I request is somebody can just write. Now Kaviraj Goswami will be enumerating or telling the stories about an exchanges which happened between Lord Chaitanya and different devotees of Puri. So devotees who will be meeting Lord Chaitanya in this chapter. So maybe somebody can volunteer to just write names, maybe in mobile. So first is Kashi Mishra. So Kashi Mishra coming and meeting. Because if he can just, it is said that if he can just recount the names of associated Lord Chaitanya, we can attain Navadvip. So here are the names. So first is Kashi Mishra, whose house was there, and Lord Chaitanya came and immediately he offered everything. Manasa deho geho jokichumor. So his heart, his house, everything he offered to Lord Chaitanya, lotus feet. Now this chapter, why this chapter describing all these meetings and intimate dealings is that the king is bereft of everything, whatever is mentioned in this chapter. The king requested, but he could not get all these things. So when Kashi Mishra saw and met Lord Chaitanya, immediately Lord Chaitanya bestowed mercy. Prabhu Chatur Bhuja Murti Tare Dekhaila. Atma Sata Kari Tare Alingana Kaila. Immediately showed him 400 form. Now this 400 form is not exactly Shankachakra Dhapadma, but Lord Chaitanya two hands and Krishna's two hands. So the deity is still there in Kashi Mishra's house. So Chatur Bhujarup immediately showed and then he embraced also Kashi Mishra. Tabe Mahaprabhu Taha Vasila Asane Chaudike Vasila Nityanandi Bhakta Gane. So immediately Kashi Mishra respected other devotees who accompanied Lord Chaitanya, like Nityananda Prabhu and others. Sukhaila Dekhi Prabhu Vasara Samsthana Eya Vasahaya Prabhu Sarva Samadhanam. So then Sarvamattacharya asked, Prabhu, this is the house we have arranged for you to stay. So is it okay? Lord, this is very good. And this is perfect for my bhajan. Prabhu kahe, Ehi Deha Toma Sabakar Ehi Tumi Kaha Sai Sammata Amar. So he says, whatever you provide, I should accept because my body is sold to you. Tabe Sarvabhama Prabhur Dakshina Parvevasi Mila Ita Lagila Sabha Purushottama Vasi. Now many people are gathered there. Now Sarvamattacharya is sitting on the right side of Lord Chaitanya. And now he is introducing all the devotees who have come to see Lord Chaitanya. Now he introduces some devotees. He says, Ehi Sabha Loka Prabhu Vaise Nila Chale Utkantita Haiyache Sabhe Toma Mili Bare. So these are devotees who are very, very eager to meet you, O Lord. So these people are waiting like Chataka bird to receive you. Then he introduces first person. जगन्नाथ सेवके नाम जनार्दन अनवसरे करे प्रभुर श्री अंग सेवन. हियर इज अ डिवोटी नेम जनार्दन. व्हाट इज हिज सेवा? ही इन अनवसर फ्रॉम स्नान नेत्रोत्सव ही सर्व्स लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ पर्सनली. कृष्णदास नाम सुवर्ण वेत्र धरी. हियर इज द सेकंड डिवोटी. हिज नेम इज कृष्णदास. एंड व्हाट इज हिज सेवा? ही होल्ड्स द गोल्डन रॉड और छत्री फॉर लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ. शिखी माहिती नाम यही लिखनाधिकारी. हियर अनदर थर्ड डिवोटी शिखी माहिती. एंड व्हाट इज हिज सेवा? ही मेंटेन्स द बुक्स और ही डज राइटिंग फॉर लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ टेम्पल. प्रद्युम्न मिश्रा इह वैष्णव प्रधान जगन्नाथेर महाशोयार इह दास नाम. फोर्थ डिवोटी इंट्रोड्यूसेस प्रद्युम्न मिश्रा. प्रद्युम्न मिश्रा बट हिज सर नेम इज दास. He says. Then he says, Murari Mahiti Iha Shikhi Mahiti Ra Bhai. He is Murari Mahiti. He is a brother of Shikhi Mahiti. Tumara Charana Vinu Aragati Nai. And he is fully surrendered to your lotus feet. Then he says, Chandaneshwara Simheshwara Murari Brahman Vishnudasa Iha Dhaya Tumara Charan. Then he introduces three devotees. Simheshwara, Chandaneshwara, Simheshwara and Murari. And one more devotee, Vishnudas. They are constantly engaged in meditating your lotus feet. Then he says there is another devotee. His name is Paramananda Praharaj. Now who is Paramananda Praharaj? So he is the backup for the king. If the king dies or something happens to the king, then he will take care of the rulings. So he is a Brahmana, but he is backup for the king. Ehi Sabha Vaishnava, Ehi क्षेत्रेर भूषण एकांत भावे चिंते सब तुम्हारे चरण. दिस आर ऑल डिवोटीज ऑफ जगन्नाथ पुरी एंड दे ऑलवेज थिंक अबाउट योर लोटस फीट इन देयर हार्ट्स ऑफ हार्ट्स. तबे सबे भूमि पड़े दंडवत होइया सबा आलिंगन प्रभु प्रसाद करिया. सो एवरीबडी देन ऑफर्ड ओबेसेंसेस. लॉर्ड चैतन्य ऑल्सो एम्ब्रेस्ड एवरीबडी. हेन काले अयला तहा भवानंद राय. सो देन केम द अनदर डिवोटी. हिज नेम इज भवानंद राय एंड ही केम विथ हिज फोर सन्स. चारी पुत्र संगे पड़े महाप्रभु पाए. सो भवानंद राय अलॉन्ग विद हिज फोर सन्स दे केम देयर. भवानंद राय एक्चुअली हैज फाइव सन्स बट फर्स्ट सन इज रामानंद राय एंड ही इज स्टिल इन साउथ इंडिया. सो देन हिज फोर सन्स एंड भवानंद राय दे ऑल्सो कम एंड ऑफर द ऑब्सेंसेस. सार्वभौम कहे ए राय राम ये राय भवानंद यहार प्रथम पुत्र राय रामानंद. तबे महाप्रभु तारे कोयला अलिंगन स्तुति करे कहे रामानंद विवरण. लॉर्ड चैतन्य स्टार्ट्स ग्लोरीफाइंग रामानंद राय. सच अ ग्रेट सन यू हैव गॉट. सो हाउ ग्रेट यू मस्ट बी. साक्षात पांडु तुमी तुम्हार पत्नी कुंती पांच पांडव तुम्हार पंच पुत्र महामति. सो लॉर्ड चैतन्य ग्लोरीफाइंग डिवोटीज एम्ब्रेसिंग देम. ही सेज यू आर पांडु हिमसेल्फ एंड युअर सन्स आर लाइक पांडवाज. युअर वाइफ इज लाइक कुंती. सो लाइक दैट ही ग्लोरीफाइज भवानंद राय. निज ग्रह वित्त वृत्त पंचपुत्र सने आत्म समर्पिलु आमी तुम्हारे चरणे. इट इज ऑल माय फाइव सन्स माय सेल्फ माय ऑल माय होम फैमिली एवरीथिंग इज सरेंडर्ड टू यू. सो प्लीज एंगेज देम इन योर सर्विस. एंड स्पेसिफिकली सेज हियर इज अनदर सन. हिज नेम इज वाणीनाथ. अमंग द फाइव वन वाज वाणीनाथ. ए वाणीनाथ रोहिबे तुम्हारे चरणे ये भी ए आज्ञा तहा करिबे सेवने. दिस वाणीनाथ आई एम कीपिंग at your side. Anytime you need anything, you just tell him. So he will stay with you. So devotee is not only just meeting Lord Chaitanya, not just accepting embraces, not just seeing the special darshans, but now they have been granted permanent association with Lord Chaitanya. He says, Vaninath will stay with you. And Lord Chaitanya accepts him also. Atmiya gane mora sankochana karile ehiyat ebe ichcha tabe sei agya dibe. Whatever you desire, just tell Vaninath and Vaninath will arrange. He will spend for it and he will work for it. Prabhu kahe ki sankoch tumi nah par janme janme tumi amar seva amshe kinkara. He says, what sankoch I will have? You are my eternal associate, so I will keep Vaninath. Then he says, Lord Chaitanya informs that Ramananda will be coming in 5-7 days, and when he arrives, I order that he should stay also with me. So Ramananda is also accepted as a personal servant. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then sent Bhavananda Rai back to his home, and then Vaninath stayed back with Lord Chaitanya. Then Lord Chaitanya started introducing Kal Krishna Das and says that this was a person who came with me, but he became a victim for Bhattaris, and I had to go and rescue him from the Bhattaris. So I delivered him, and now he is here. My order for him is he can go anywhere but stay with me. And then Krishna Das becomes very unhappy. So Advaita Shivasati Yata Bhakta Gan Sabai Asiveshuni Prabhura Agaman. So now before that, Nityan Prabhu, Jagadananda, Mukunda, they are with Lord Chaitanya. So immediately they engage Krishnadas for going to Bengal and inform all the devotees that Lord Chaitanya has come. So this Kal Krishnadas, Krishnadas goes to Navadip and then informs devotees there. So then, because of him, all the Navadip Vasis, they start coming to Jagannath Puri. Now when Krishnadas goes in Bengal, he meets Sachimata, he meets Advaita Acharya, he meets Shivas Thakur, informs them, and then Advaita Acharya announces that we all are going to Jagannath Puri. Then everybody starts preparing for Jagannath Puri Yatra. Just like Maharaj when he announced Jagannath Puri Yatra this time. He said, because we are having this Yatra after so many years, the place where devotees met Lord Chaitanya or met each other after a long time was Jagannath Puri. So that's why this year we will have Yatra at Jagannath Puri. Because after so many years, we will be meeting each other. So immediately Advaita Acharya announced that we will be going for Jagannath Puri. And then everybody started preparing. And devotees from neighboring places like Shrikhanda and then villages around, they started coming to Advaita Acharya. Even Haridas Thakur got the news, he started preparing. Vasudevata Murari Gupta, Shivananda Sen, Acharya Nidhi, Vakreshwara, Acharya Ratna, Gadadhar Pandit, everybody started preparing to go to meet Lord Chaitanya at Jagannath Puri. Raghava Pandit, Nandan Acharya. So they are not admit. They are just preparing themselves for the Yatra. So they all came to Adacharya house. Adacharya welcomed everybody, embraced everybody. And they, Adacharya said that in 2-3 days, we should be leaving now for Jagannath Puri. They took permission from Sachimata and they left. So on the way, Kulinikaram Vasi like Satyaraj, Ramananda Rai, they also joined Advaita Acharya's Yatra party. And then from Shikhanda, Mukunda, Narahari, Raghunandan, they also joined. Now then, at the same time, when this Yatra was getting organized and people were preparing for Yatra, Paramananda Puri came from South India. Now this Paramananda Puri was like associated Lord Chaitanya in Navadip. Sai Kale Dakshin Hoite Paramananda Puri Ganga Tire Tire Aila Nadiya Nagari. While traveling along Ganges, he came to Navadip. And when he came to Navadip, he came to Sachimata's house. Sachimata welcomed him and he started staying with Sachimata. Prabhura Agamanate Ho Tahaiya Sunila Shigranila Chale Aite Tara Icha Hoila. So when he heard that Lord Chaitanya had left Navadip, now he is coming back to Jagannath Puri and everybody is going there. So immediately he asked Sachimata's permission and said, I should also immediately leave. But then he saw that these devotees, they are arranging so many things, packing and buses and this and that. So not buses. But he said, I will become late if I wait for everybody. So Paramananda Puri, he took one devotee with him. His name was Kamalakanta. He was a Brahman. And he says, you are coming to Jagannath Puri? He says, I am also coming. So he said, we both will start walking. And they both actually left before the Yatra left. So Paramananda Puri very soon arrived to Lord Chaitanya's place. And Lord was very happy to see Paramananda Puri. Prima Vaishya Kailatara Charana Vandan. So this is the next devotee Lord Chaitanya met in Jagannath Puri. So now the list of devotees will be recited. Those who came to meet Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya allowed them to stay with him in his house, in Kashi Mishra's house, basically. So, Prema Vaishya Kaila Tara Charana Vandan, Teha Prema Vaishya Kaila Prabhur Alingan. So, both experience ecstasy and embrace each other. પ્રભુ કહે તોમા સંગે રહીતે વાંછ હોય મોર કૃપા કોરી કરો નીલાદ્રી આશ્રય. સો હી રિક્વેસ્ટેડ પરમાનંદ પુરુષ દેટ યુ પ્લીઝ સ્ટે હિયર બીકોઝ આઈ વોન્ટ ટુ હેવ યોર એસોસિએશન. પુરી કહે તોમા સંગે રહીતે વાંછ કરી ગૌડ હોય તે ચલી આયલા નીલાચલ પુરી. આઈ ઓલ્સો હેવ ધેટ ડિઝાયર, દેટ્સ વાય આઈ કેમ ફ્રોમ નવદીપ ટુ નીલાચલ. And he said, everybody from Navadi has already started and very soon they will be coming here to meet you. So in Kashi Mishra's house, Lord Chaitanya gave one room for Paramanandapuri. So Paramanandapuri also started staying there as servant to Lord Chaitanya. Then another devotee came. Aradina Aila Swarupadamodar Prabhura Atyanta Marmi Rase Rasagar. So another devotee now arrived from Navadip. His name is Sarut Damodar. Now Sarut Damodar, he was actually Brahmachari. But when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, he became madan and he went to Varanasi. He took sannyas from Chaitanya Ananda Bharati and he became Shankara sannyasi. But he was not like fully sannyasi, fully Brahmachari. He accepted some rules and regulations of sannyasi, like shaving off his shikha, taking away Brahman thread. But he didn't accept saffron cloths and didn't even change his name. So he came to meet Lord Chaitanya. Nichinta Krishna Bhajima Eita Karane Unmade Korila Teha Sanyasa Grahane. So why he took sannyas? Because he wanted to worship Krishna. Sanyasa Karila Shikha Sutra Tyagarup. So he accepted some elements of sannyas, but still kept some brahmachari elements also. Then Lord Chaitanya glorifies Sarut Damodar. And then Sarut Damodar immediately starts glorifying Lord Chaitanya. Bhakti Siddhanta Virudha Arrasa Bhas Shunitana Hoya Prabhura Chittare Ullas. So Sarut Damodar could not tolerate anything which is beyond Bhakti Siddhanta or anything which is Rasa Bhas. So immediately he started offering prayers to Lord Chaitanya and composes a shloka to glorify Lord Chaitanya's Daya. Hilo Dhunita Khe Daya Vishadaya. So that shloka he recites. And then Lord Chaitanya says, because you are such a rasic devotee, I request you that you please stay with me. So Mahaprabhu embraces him, gives him prema, and says, Katakshane dui jane sthira abe hoila, tabe Mahaprabhu tare kohite lagila, tumi e asibe aji swarup swapnete dekhila, bhala hoila andhe ena dui netra paila. He said, today only I saw you in the dream, O Swarup. So you are like my two eyes. I was andha till now, but now you can show me Krishna, Krishna's tattva and rasa both. So you please stay with me. Swarupa kahe prabhu mora kshama aparad toma chadi anyatragenu karinu pramat. So he begs forgiveness that, oh Lord, please forgive me. I left you and took somebody as my guru. So please forgive me. So Lord Chaitanya says, that's okay, you can stay with me. Now, then Sarut Damodar offers his obeisance to all the present devotees, Paramananda Puri, Nityananda, Mukunda, Jagadananda. Then Lord Chaitanya gives another room to Sarut Damodar. He gives one servant and says that you should please take care of whatever he needs, the water, food and anything he needs. And they all started discussing Krishna Katha. Then next day, Hena Kale Govindera Hoila Agaman Dandavate Kari Kahe Vinaya Vachan. So next day another devotee came. His name is Govinda. Now Govinda is a devotee who used to serve Ishwarapuri. So he came. Siddha Prapti Kale Gosai Agya Kaila More Krishna Chaitanya Nikate Rahi Seviha Tahari. He said, Siddha Prapti Kale, in his last moments, my spiritual master Ishwarapuri ordered me that you please go and serve Lord Chaitanya. Now actually, Kashishwara and Govinda, they both were told by Ishwarapuri that you go and serve Lord Chaitanya. So he says, Kashishwara wanted to visit some holy places and then he will come and join me. But I could not tolerate the separation, so I immediately came to serve you. So then Lord Chaitanya accepts him. But in Saravanta there has a question that how can this Govinda ji like from a Shudra family? How can Ishwari accept a servant who is from a Shudra family? So Lord Chaitanya clarifies that Ishwarapuri is a very empowered, pure devotee of Lord. So he can transcend all rules and regulations. He can empower even a Shudra, Stri, whoever, and elevate him to the Vaishnava platform. So there is no discrepancy in Ishwarapuri accepting Govinda as his servant. But Lord Chaitanya said, but there is another question. That is, Govinda is a servant of my spiritual master. How can I accept him? You please guide me in that. Saramatacharya says, no. Because your spiritual master has instructed him. So, Agya is Pradhan. So, you should also please accept him. So, Govinda started living at Lord Chaitanya and became his personal servant. And he was very much liked by both Haridas, Chota Haridas and Bada Haridas. Haridas Thakur and Chota Haridas, who were musicians, who used to always stay with Govinda, along with Ramai and Nandai. So he was the another devotee who came. Now, Aradina Mukunda Datta Kahe Prabhu Rastane Brahmananda Bharati Aila Tomara Darshane. Now Mukunda Datta comes one day and says that there is another devotee who has come to meet you. Who is that? Brahmananda Bharati. So he comes to meet Lord Chaitanya. Now, Brahmananda Bharati, he has accepted Sannyasini Shankara Sampradaya again. And he comes to meet Lord Chaitanya. Now, Mukunda Datta asks that Brahmananda Bharati has come. Should I allow him to come inside? Lord Chaitanya says, no. Because he is senior to me, I should go and receive him. So, Lord Chaitanya immediately gets up and goes outside. Mukunda says, here is Brahmananda Bharati. But Brahmananda Bharati, because he is from Shankara Sampradaya, he has wore a deer skin. Like ascetic. So Lord Chaitanya was not very pleased to see that he is wearing deer skin. Because Lord Chaitanya thought that sannyasi generally make this show of sannyas and that gives rise to pride and then they miss the actual purpose for which they took sannyas. So Lord Chaitanya, to express his disapproval, he says, where is Brahmananda Bharati? I am not able to see him. Mukunda, he is standing here in front of you. Why don't you see him? Lord Chaitanya says, he cannot be Brahmananda Bharati. How can he wear a deer skin? He will not wear a deer skin, which generally a proud sannyasis wear. So Brahmananda Bharati starts thinking that this is not approved by Lord Chaitanya. So he simply puts the deer skin aside. And then Lord Chaitanya embraces him and accepts him. And says that you are very senior to me. You please guide me. So you should also come and stay with me. So like that, Brahmananda Bharati also came and started staying with Lord Chaitanya. So, who are the devotees who came and started staying with Lord Chaitanya? Paramananda Puri, Sarvat Damodar Goswami, Paramananda Bharati, Govinda, Govinda also. And Kashishwari will also be joining in some time. So there is some argument between Brahmananda Bharati and Lord Chaitanya, very loving arguments to glorify each other. And then ultimately he says, you are the Supreme Lord, you will always win. So Lord Chaitanya said, Vishnu, 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 you cannot say these words to me. Then, Ramabhadra Acharya Ara Bhagavan Acharya Prabhupada Rahila Duhe Chadi Sarva Karya. Another two devotees came and stayed with Lord Chaitanya. They are Ramabhadra Acharya and Bhagavan Acharya. They also came and giving up all their duties, they came and started staying in the shelter of Lord Chaitanya. And then Kashishwara came after some time and he also started staying with Lord Chaitanya. So all the devotees, some of them are like first time meeting, some of them like previous associates of Lord Chaitanya. Everybody was very lovingly welcomed and embraced and given so much respect by Lord Chaitanya. But then Saramabhadracharya, after a few days, approaches Lord Chaitanya and says that there is one king, actually, who has arranged this stay in which you have invited so many people to stay. So all credit actually goes to Pratapadur Maharaj, who has arranged this big house. Even if we go today, Kashimir's house is quite a big, you see so many rooms. Quarters where different devotees were staying. And he says that this king is a very great devotee. and he wants an interview and audience with you. Lord Chaitanya becomes very angry and flatly refuses his request. And then after some time, Ramananda Rai comes from Dakshin Desh. And Ramananda meets Lord Chaitanya. Now how Ramananda Rai is able to meet, come and stay with Lord Chaitanya? Because he was a servant, a tax collector on behalf of king. And king only gave permission to resign. At the same time, give full salary. And he said, you can just go and serve Lord Chaitanya. You will get full salary. No need to do any government job. So Ramananda came. He was also welcome. And Lord Chaitanya accepted him also. But then king was neglected. So then again, next time, this Nanatra happened. And Lord Chaitanya could not tolerate the separation from Lord Jagannath. So he went to Alalnath. And then, after those 15-20 days, then all these Navadvip Vasis started coming to Jagannathpuri. And Lord Chaitanya is still Alalnath. So when he came to know that all Navadvip Vasis are coming, so he leaves Alalnath and comes to Jagannathpuri. Just to welcome all the Navadvip Vasis. This is another reciprocation with the devotees. But king is not allowed. Now so many devotees are coming and directly going to his room and meeting. King is not going and meeting. He knows that he has rejected. He said no. And it's not an etiquette for a king to meet sannyasi like that. So he is not directly going and meeting. So when all the Navadvip Vasis are coming, he's standing at the terrace of his palace. And from there he's seeing that so many devotees are coming and going to Lord Chaitanya and meeting. So he's asking, who is he? Who is he? Who is he? And then Sarvam Bhattacharya and his nephew, they are introducing. Then Lord Chaitanya says, he inaugurates a new festival in the next chapter. And he not just welcoming devotees, but along with all the devotees, he starts cleaning the Gundicha temple. And in Gundicha temple also we see how Lord Chaitanya is like very close, working with them, washing temple with them, brewing with them. And somebody even washing his lotus feet, taking Charanamrit. Everything is happening. But who sponsored all cleaning? Pratapaduru Maharaj. All the brooms, pots, water, everything is supplied by king only. Lord Chaitanya just expressed to the chief priest of Jagannath temple. And immediately king ordered that whatever he needs, please supply. So from the background, he's supporting all the activities, all the devotees. Now so many devotees came from Navadvip. Where are they staying? Who arranged? Again the king arranged. Where are they eating? Who arranged? King only arranged that whatever they need from Jagannath Mahaprasad should be supplied. So everything is king arranging for all these living exchanges. But he is still bereft of even a single audience with Lord Chaitanya. So this can be the greatest provoking situation for any devotee. Like everybody is getting all the mercy. I am serving greater than anybody. But still not getting any reciprocation, any audience even. So this is a provoking situation for Pratapaduru Maharaj also. So then he again approaches Sarvam Bhattacharya and says that please do something. So Nityananda Prabhu arranges to send just the outer cloth to the king. So king becomes very grateful, receiving just the cloth of Lord Chaitanya. Then Nityananda Prabhu plays another trick and calls his son to meet Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, when he sees the son of Pratapaduru Maharaj, he remembers Krishna, seeing his beautiful form. And he even embraces and says, thank you so much that you reminded me of Krishna. Now everybody in the kingdom, including the son, has got the mercy. Except Pratapaduru. So Pratapaduru becomes like despondent and says that, I will give up my life. I will give up my kingship. Because my priorities are clear. We discussed in the beginning. How can we increase our tolerance when we are very clear what is of value to me? So Pratapaduru Maharaj is saying, I cannot tolerate this because my priority is meeting only. So he's ready to give up his kingdom, his kingship, even his body, so that if I don't get audience. So Sarvam Bhattacharya pacifies and says, don't worry, I will arrange something. So then before Ratha Yatra, he tells him that when Lord Chaitanya comes to Jagannath Vallabh Gardens for rest, then he should approach him and in a very simple clothes, giving up all this Raja Vesha, and there you will get your mercy. Before the ratha starts, the king comes with the golden broom and then cleans the road. So Lord Chaitanya sees him there and he has already decided to give him mercy. Then king is standing in Kirtan
and watching the kirtan, but somehow Vakreshwar Pandit is dancing so ecstatically that king is not able to see. So then king's servant goes to Vakreshwar Pandit and says, thoda side mein nacho na, matlab thoda dekhne do raja ko. He is not at least personally going and seeing, at least from distance he can watch and see. So Vakreshwar Pandit, who was in ecstasy of dancing, he becomes very angry and he slaps the king's servant. Now king is not agitated. King says, you are very bhagyavan. You hasta sparsha paila. You got this touch of a devotee. You are so fortunate. I am very unfortunate. I am not getting audience. So like that, king is serving from distance and maintaining that grateful heart. And then in the meantime, when Rath comes to a place, I forgot the name. What is that place called as? No, there is one Ati Badi something. Aitota. So there is a place near Gundicha temple called Aitota, where Lord Chaitanya took rest. And then king approached in a simple clothes and starting massaging his feet. Lord Chaitanya is in ecstasy mood and he started reciting Gopi Git. And when he recited the Vastava Kithamritam, Lord Chaitanya became very happy. Burida, burida, burida. And immediately tears in his eyes, he just embraced the king. And he asked, you have reminded me of Gopis, Vrindavan and Krishna. Thank you so much. Who are you? Now he is in disguise. So he is not supposed to say that I am the king. But he cannot even lie, because he is the Supreme Person of Godhead asking, who are you? So king says, I am just servant of your servants. And Lord Chaitanya becomes very happy and embraces the king. So this is not the answer which he has ratified. That if Lord asks, what I should say? This was not told by Sarvam Bhattacharya. Sarvam Bhattacharya said, just you wear simple clothes and recite Gopi Git. That's all he instructed. He didn't tell that he will ask you a question, then you have to say this. But this was like emergency situation. Emergency test. Surprise test. Lord Chaitanya asked, who are you? And in that, in the middle of that situation, the king's internal answer came out. He said, I am just servant of your servants. And that pleased Lord Chaitanya so much that he forgot that he is a Vishayi, king, Aishwaryashali. He immediately embraced the king. So if that is the priority of a devotee, then he may be tested in so many provoking situations where Lord is apparently not giving mercy. But if that is a mood, servant of servant, then definitely one day Krishna will give mercy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai Jagannath Ratha Mahamotsava ki. Jai King Pratap Rudra ki. Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Granthara Shrimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai.